Hello and welcome right here to The Good Stuff. That's what you're listening to, and that's what we intend to hand out to you. Along with The Good Stuff, we have good information for you as well. Cattlemen, save the date, Monday, December 4th, that's next Monday, for the TK Angus 40th Production Bull and Female Sale. It is hosted at the ranch east of Valentine. They're selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered spring-bred females, plus a dispersal of the 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind. Again, the sale coming up this next Monday at the ranch east of Valentine. Or you can bid and view online at Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Is your morning cup of coffee getting a little bit lonely? Sounds like it's time to pair it with Tri-State Livestock News. That's at tsln.com. Packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related, your morning routine just got a little richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Okay, so I know we're past Thanksgiving, and this doesn't necessarily have to be Thanksgiving. It's just a cute story, but they bring Thanksgiving into it.
Okay.
So a game warden was driving down the road when he came upon a young boy carrying a wild turkey under his arm. He stopped and asked the boy, "Where did you get that turkey?" The boy replied, "What turkey?" The game warden said, "That turkey you're carrying under your arm." The boy looks down and said, "Well, looky there. A turkey done roosted under my arm." The game warden said, "Now look, you know turkey season is closed, so whatever you do to that turkey, I'm going to do to you. If you break his leg, I'm going to break your leg. If you break his wing, I'm going to break your arm. Whatever you do to him, I'll do to you. So what are you going to do with that turkey?" The little boy said, "I guess I'll just kiss his bottom and let him go."
Good thinking on that guy.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Crafty. Well, first off, he has to be a pretty clever kid if he's got a wild turkey under his arm.
That's right.
Yeah. So no surprise. He was pretty sharp with the warden.
A couple of quick things for you today. God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. Dear God, I have a problem. It's me.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's hitting it on the target.
Growing old is inevitable. Growing up is optional. I've seen that on a bumper sticker somewhere.
Yeah.
There is no key to happiness. The door is always open.
That's
so
right.
So check those out. What else do you have, Kim?
Okay, I've got some more little funnies. These I think are so cute. They're Trash Talk by Annie. Tiana Gracie shared these with us, and they're just little actual playing cards, but they are too funny. It'd be hard to play cards with them. Okay, OMG, that's a horrible idea, the one gal says, and the other one says, "What time?" Here's another card. Be decisive. Make a decision. The road of life is paved with flat squirrels that couldn't. Words to live by.
How about something by Baxter Black today called Hanging On, Hoping, and Praying? And it's called Praying for Rain. There's a fingernail moon hanging low in the sky. The crickets make small talk as he passes by. As the gentlest breeze stirs what's left of his hair, he spits and he sniffs it, but no moisture there. He stares at the field and remembers the year these same 80 acres paid the loan, free and clear. But these last 30 years have scared him to death. The dirt's as dry as a horny toad's breath. He called up his banker after supper tonight. They talked for an hour, and he's sure getting tight. Old Thelma had kissed him and went on to bed, so he took a walk, thought it might clear his head. The doctor has told him that he has to slow down, sell out the home place, and move into town. Move into town? What the heck would he do? He shook off the thought and took a fresh chew. A bachelor cloud, thin as fog in a mirror, crossed over the moon and then disappeared. He sniffs at the air that's still dry as a bone and takes one more look at the seeds that he's sown. He'll be back tomorrow if something don't change, just hanging on, hoping, and praying for rain. From Baxter Black, back in 1986, Baxter wrote that.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, many can attest to feeling those same feelings. Okay, are you struggling with ways to say no, or you just can't get that word no out when somebody asks you to do something and you just can't? Here's some ideas. You could say, "I'm getting my overalls overhauled."
There you go.
Yeah, or you could say, "My patent is pending."
Waiting on your patent to come
in. Yes, I can do it then. We better wrap this up. But before we do, I just got to toss one more in. I'm attending the opening of my garage door.
All righty. Thanks for sharing those. And send those to KimHBurge@gmail.com for the good stuff.